America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Wiki, wiki. All right. Jeremy Con, Ed Norris here. Ed is back. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Rob's off today. I'm sure Mike is glad he doesn't have to have any more alone time with me. Let's bring in Mike Preston from the Baltimore Sun. Mike, how are you today?
Man, you're in trouble. Boy, you're playing them songs on there about when I was a nappy-headed little boy. Not good, Jeremy.
I didn't play that.
Yes, you did. No, that's the words. Those are the lyrics.
That's
man.
The lyrics. That's right.
I know, yeah. But I didn't play it. Joe did.
No, man, I know you picked that song out, and then you introduced me. It's my walk-up music. Like, looking back on when I was like, oh, that's so cold.
No, that was just me saying you're blind with your picks. No, I'm kidding. So, hey, Ed is back. I'm going to throw it to Ed. You guys can kind of make up and kind of talk because it's been a while since you've had a chat, right?
Yes, yeah, it's a long time since I've talked to another grown up. So, yeah.
Yeah, pretend radio voice. Yeah, really. What's going on, fellas?
Nothing. Well, I was going to ask you, Mike, what's going on with this team at 0-2 going into the third game of the season? You know, it doesn't get much easier at the Bills and the Bengals after this.
They can't finish. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, they got the problems. It's a total team effort as far as meltdown.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem is they can't finish games. I mean, the week before against Kansas City, they couldn't score at the end. Last week, their defense couldn't get off the field. They gave up two field goals and a touchdown in the last 12 minutes of game. So to actually try to pinpoint one problem and say, this is the problem area. Maybe if you want to go with the offensive line, that's fine. But it's been a composite of a whole bunch of things. And they just need to learn how to finish games, and they'll turn it around.
Talking to Mike Preston here from the Baltimore Sun here on the Big Bad Morning Show. So what do you think some of the keys are this week? Obviously, one of them has to be figuring out how you stop Micah Parsons, or at least slow him down, right?
Well, you can't turn him loose like you did Max Crosby the week before, where you have him one-on-one with Patrick McCary. That's not going to work. I was surprised by that. And, you know, that this guy has that reputation. He's a star player, and he was the best player on the field last week. And you turn him loose one-on-one, that can't happen. And the same thing with Parsons. You got to know where he is all the time. It's the same thing when Ray Lewis played. You always knew where Ray Lewis was. You didn't mean you could stop him, but you knew where he was. So identify him, get him some help, chip, do the things with the tight ends and the running back, but run the football. Dallas has given up a lot of yards running the ball. You want to slow down Dak Prescott? And you know they're going to throw the ball because they can't run. I mean, they don't have any running backs. Take the air out of the ball and just run the football. And Derrick Henry needs to be turned loose anyway. It's about that time.
Is my point. This is what I was afraid of. You know, the Cowboys give up 141 yards a game on the ground so far. Small sample size, but they do. So you give up a lot of yards on the ground. You've got one of the best running backs in football. Why is he only getting, you know, this many carries? Don't we expect a little bit more than 15 for him in a game?
Yeah. I mean, and I understand what happened last week. But he had 7 carries and 5 yards in the first half. But basically, they came out, made the adjustments, and what did he finish with, like 84? So he pounded away. So maybe that's a turning point. Maybe you want to build on that and say, hey, guys, this is what we can do if we run Derrick Henry. We can score some points. What did they score the first 2 times they had the ball in the second, I think in the third quarter? So I assume that they're looking at the film and saying, Dallas believes in this evolution of everybody must throw the ball. And they have smaller players, they have fast players, but they can be punished. And I think the Ravens come out and they have to do that and punish this team and run the ball.
Well, Mike, the weird thing about this past week is I thought they were going to make the Raiders one-dimensional. And they did, but it didn't work out. To me, the Cowboys are already one-dimensional. They can't run the football. Does that scare you coming in after what we just saw in the second half, you know, with the Raiders kind of just throwing the football all over them?
Yeah, it scares the heck out of me. Their pass defense is ranked, what, number 32?
Yeah.
I think they're last in pass defense, and they certainly couldn't shut down Devontae Adams and the Bowers kid last week. So you've got some problems trying to match up with CeeDee Lamb on the outside. They can throw the football. And as we pointed out, if Dak Prescott gets hot, he can light you up. I mean, it's all about him and seeing if he can get in that groove. And if he does, the Ravens are in trouble. But, man, this is going to be a tough game. I mean, they got spanked last week. And there's going to be some ticked off people and players in Dallas. So we'll see what happens. But that's what makes it interesting. You know, and you go back and look at John Harbaugh. Usually when those teams, when his teams struggle, that's usually when he's at his best. You know, he could come out and bring out those T-shirts with those little corny slogans that he loves, which I always make fun of, but they are pretty good. They work. And he does that extremely well. And I think he's going to do it this week. I'm not sure they'll win, but I don't know. It's just tough going on the road and winning in the first place. But then after they got spanked last week, I don't know. This is a tough one to call. I'll leave that up to you, Jeremy, because that's in your field of expertise.
I think this is the toughest game on the board this weekend to call. Everything's pointing me to Dallas, but, I watch both these teams play, and it's almost like it's telling me to take the Ravens. I'm going back and forth on it. I'm flip-flopping, so it probably won't be a play for me on Sunday either way.
I tell you what. Basically, when it comes down to it, in the NFL, it's all about being physical. And I watch the Cowboys play. They're not a physical football team. The Ravens still have that physical approach. They just have to finish games. And after the first two losses, maybe they say, hey, we can focus, we can get our stuff together, and we'll come out and win this game. Because I didn't think any of them played extremely well last week, and that includes the quarterback. I was looking for that explosion off the edge, him running the ball. I didn't see that there either. And then when Cosby sacked him late in the game, and I'm like, how does that happen? How does this guy come up the middle of your offensive line and no one touches him? Well, Belele tried to touch him.
Turn around every night. Oh, sorry. It's just, yeah. Oh, my goodness. One last thing here before we let you go, Mike, is if you're as you're looking at this week's slate and everything coming up, what have you thought about the AFC North so far? The Steelers 2-0, they get the Chargers at home, the Browns pull off a road victory. I don't know how to feel about Cincinnati. They're 0-2, but they did play the Chiefs tough. What do you think overall of the AFC North?
You know, right now the Steelers have surprised me. You know, I mean, but their defense is tough. They've decided we're not going to rely on our quarterback. We got to play defense. That's the old Steeler way. Get the running game going. So 2-0, they'll take it. The rest of the guys, Cincinnati, Cleveland, they're not any better than the Ravens. You know, everyone keeps saying, oh, the Ravens are terrible. They're going to finish 8-8 or whatever, 8-9. And I don't know how people can say that right now. I mean, they played Kansas City. They did blow the 10-point lead in against the Raiders twice in the fourth quarter. But still, the NFL is about parity. And I know it's a cliche, but it really is. So you won't see teams start pulling away until the final quarter poll of the season. So the Ravens are right there. Everybody else is 0-2, 1-1, except for Pittsburgh. And the Steelers will struggle. Their time will come. They might lose this week.
Yeah.
You know, Chargers, Jim Harbaugh's a good coach. I don't care what anybody says. He could be a goofball. But he's a very good coach.
Well, Mike, enjoy the game this weekend. I'm sure we'll be talking on Monday Morning Quarterback. Appreciate your time, man. And hopefully we're talking about a W. We'll just have to wait and see.
Hope so.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Mike.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
No more of those songs, man. Don't make me call NAACP on you, brother.
Hey, I should have told you that. I didn't know this until I saw Ed shopping online. He's trying to buy all of Diddy's lube half off. So he's
got my goodness.
Good deals going on in New York.
That is nasty. That's so nasty. All right, guys.
I'll see you, Mike.
A America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.